Blog Talk Radio.
And good Tuesday morning. We are knee-deep in playoff action in a couple of sports, plus getting ready for the NFL draft. Jeff Wirtz back in the Blog Talk Radio studios. We've got baseball to talk about, too, if we want to. What a night last night for the Kansas City Royals. We'll get to that at the end of the show. We'll leave that for the dead last, just in case it may not even make air. What a night last night, again, for the Kansas City Royals. Let's start the NBA, however. Three games last night in playoff action in the association. It started out with game five between the Bucks and the Raptors last night, and this thing was all Toronto in the second half, just really taking over late in this ball game were the Toronto Raptors. They look like a very capable team right now, look like a team that could make a deep, deep run. All five players in double figures for the Bucks last night. DeMar DeRozan with 18, Serge Ibaka with 19, but it was the leading scorer with 25, Norman Powell, last night, the shooting guard out of UCLA, the rookie. He comes out with a big-time night, and the Toronto Raptors take game five, 118-93 over Milwaukee. Milwaukee now really, they have to win the next game. They've got to get back into this thing. That one coming on Wednesday, that will be in Milwaukee. So the Bucks get a little bit of advantage there, but they need to fight in game six if they are going to stay in this series. In the Eastern Conference, game four, between the Hawks and the Wizards, it was Atlanta getting the 10-point victory late in this ballgame. This was actually tied going into the fourth quarter. However, the Hawks used some free throws late in this game to pull away from the Washington Wizards and get the 111-101 win. Bradley Beal with 32 for the Wizards, but not enough, as Paul Millsap and the entire Hawks squad was able to get some big time output late in this ballgame and again take it over 111-101 late in this game. Again, the Hawks, I said this all during college basketball, I said it all during high school basketball, make your free throws. You get the free throws and you get some big time chances. And again, they get the 10-point victory, 111-102. So that series tied at two games apiece. One series that is not tied and was never tied and will never be tied again is the Golden State Warriors taking on the Trailblazers. Golden State gets the sweep in this game in convincing fashion last night, 128-103. Steph Curry doing Steph Curry things, 37 points, 8 dimes, and 7 boards for Steph Curry in the ballgame. And the Warriors win their game convincingly, again, 128-103 over the Portland Trailblazers. They get a big-time victory last night, and we'll move on to the Western Conference, the second round of the Western Conference. So a big-time win, and this is a team without a coach right now. As we said yesterday, Steve Kerr out with that back injury, the back problems stemming from the injury. They are without him right now. Get a little bit of time off to recoup, not just for Steve Kerr, but for the entire team. Get a little time off now after sweeping the Portland Trailblazers. Again, this series wasn't even a series. I think the average margin of victory I saw last night was like 17, just an absolute. And that last night helped it quite tremendously, but really the Blazers were not in this series whatsoever. Games tonight in the association, there are three games tonight, all Western Conference ball games It is game five between the Thunder and Rockets. Houston right now leading that series 3-1. The Oklahoma City Thunder have to get a victory tonight. Russell Westbrook, congratulations. You can get your triple doubles all you want, but if your team loses, they do not matter. And if your team loses tonight, they are going home. So again, James Harden and the Houston Rockets hosting tonight at the Toyota Center. That a 7 o'clock start, game five between the Thunder and the Rockets. The middle game of three, it is the Grizzlies taking on the Spurs. That series tied at 2 games apiece. The AT&T Center in San Antonio, the host for tonight's Memphis-San Antonio game. That an 8 o'clock start on NBA TV. And in game five of their series, tied at 2 games apiece, it is the Clippers taking on the Jazz. That one coming from the Staples Center. A 9:30 tip-off on TNT between the Jazz and the Clippers. I think Utah needs to win at least this game. They need to get a victory in Los Angeles if they are going to stay in this series. Right now, the Clippers are tough to beat at home. They were 29-12 on their home floor in the regular season. They are tough to beat. Meanwhile, on the other side, Utah 22-19 on the road. So Utah has to change that narrative a little bit. They have to fix some things on the road if they are going to stay in this game, stay in this series against the LA Clippers. So again, your schedule for tonight, the Thunder and the Rockets at 7, Grizzlies Spurs at 8, and Jazz Clippers at 9:30. No games last night in the NHL, but a pair of them going on tonight. An off night last night for the NHL, but two tonight. It is Preds Blues, game one of the Western Conference second round. That one going on in St. Louis. Also, game one of the second round in the other Western Conference series. It is the Ducks taking on the Oilers. The Oilers, the surprise team of the first round of the playoffs, they get their four games to one series advantage in that first round. So again, Preds Blues at 8 and Ducks Oilers at 10:30. Both of these games should be very, very good. NBC Sports Network is where you can find the NHL playoffs tonight. Nashville and St. Louis, and then followed by Edmonton and Anaheim. Some quick news from the NFL as we are getting ready for the draft. We are just, 2 days away now from the NFL draft. We'll talk Chiefs prospects coming up in just a little bit, but I do want to mention quickly before that, the NFL always making news. And this one, no doubt, is some news. ESPN broke this morning, late last night into this morning, that Adrian Peterson will return to the NFL. It looked like Peterson may have retired, and calling their retirement really isn't fitting. It was more nobody wanted them. Well, it turns out that Adrian Peterson does want to sign with a team, and that team does want to sign him, and that is the New Orleans Saints. A potential 2-year deal for Adrian Peterson with the Saints. A 1-year deal, definitely with a 1-year option. Right now, I don't see him going 2 years with the Saints. Frankly, I don't see him holding up. The guy's just beat down. Let's just be honest. He's beat down. Yeah, you can say he's had a turnaround, but once you go down with a knee injury like that, as a big-time running back, as a large running back in the NFL, it's tough. It's tough to come back. So we'll see if Peterson can come back from that. And an interesting scenario, looking at the NFL schedule for week one. Vikings and Saints. How weird is that? How strange is that? Those two teams matching up, potentially Adrian Peterson playing against his old team. But as of right now, ESPN broke earlier today, Adrian Peterson will sign with the Giants via Adam Schefter. Looks like a one-year deal with the second-year option, right around $7 million for Adrian Peterson going to New Orleans for the New Orleans Saints. All right, let's take a look at what is coming up, the draft, in just a couple of days. As we said, full show tomorrow of NFL draft action. We will cover it all, what's going on in the NFL draft. Right now, if you are a Kansas City Chiefs fan, you are checking these mock drafts, checking everything that you possibly can. I have seen four of them just today, and three have completely different selections. I've seen anywhere from Deshaun Watson falling clear to that, as of right now, the 27 spot for the Kansas City Chiefs. Drafting late in the round, I don't see just Deshaun Watson falling that far. I'm sorry, I just don't. There are a couple of teams right above them that would make a big-time case for a quarterback, whether it is Houston at 17. Tennessee always begs for a quarterback. I know they have one right now, but they always, for some reason, need to draft a quarterback. I just don't see Deshaun Watson falling that far. Unless the Chiefs make a big-time trade-up, I don't see them moving a whole lot. I just don't see them dancing up for Deshaun Watson. However, you look at that, and who's next best available at that point? And this is going to be a Chiefs draft where they – and it's passé to use – it is cliche to use, they're going to use the best available player. They are going to pick the best available player. From everything I've seen, you may be getting a new quarterback in Kansas City, and it might be time for the Alex Smith thing to end. Don't rule out a Pat Mahomes. Don't rule out the Texas Tech quarterback. I've also seen defensive. NFL Network has Gerard Davis, the linebacker from Florida, going to the Chiefs. But a lot of buzz around Patrick Mahomes, the Texas Tech gunslinger. We saw that. We saw Texas Tech, and we consistently see Texas Tech quarterbacks putting up big numbers. Best case scenario, the Chiefs draft up. Trade up and are able to get a quarterback like Deshaun Watson or even, you know, this is a Chiefs draft where anything is in play. I think anything is in play, whether it's a defensive player, whether it's a quarterback, whether it's a wide receiver. I think it's not because they need everything, but it's because anything would be okay at this point. Anything would be worthwhile. I still think quarterback would be the best possible scenario, but I would not be shocked to see anything. The best available player. There's not a need team right now. As far as getting a guy to work in right now, that the most likely scenario of a need to have player right now is, I think, still at the wide receiver spot. At the running back spot. I think that if you are looking for a position that you need somebody, running back is the place. And I'm sorry, no offense to any of the running backs that they have right now. There are a plenty of running backs. I think that's where they will go, quite frankly. if they don't get that trade up, and if they, I think they would be settling with Pat Mahomes. I've watched a lot of Pat Mahomes. As a Texas Tech guy, I was able to see a lot of Pat Mahomes as a Big 12 guy, I should say. I was able to see a lot of him. I think he's the anti-Alex Smith. There's no doubt about that. He is definitely the anti-Alex Smith, but not the Alex Smith that – not the type of player that I think would fit into Andy Reid's system. So, again, a lot up in the air. We'll talk a lot more draft tomorrow. Looks like the top draft pick is pretty much already locked down. Talked about for months, Myles Garrett is going to Cleveland. I'm sorry, Myles Garrett, but you are going to the Cleveland Browns. All right, let's just get it out of the way. Royals lose last night. Royals tanked last night. Absolutely slapped last night. An 8-run, 6th inning for Kansas City. But when you only, for Chicago against Kansas City, but when you only put up 2 hits, you just, it's the same song and dance. When you only get 2 hits and one of them provides a run, I don't know. Jason Vargas, good, not great. Actually has his worst outing of the year, only allowing 3 runs. If that's your worst outing of the year, added a full point to his ERA. He came in last night at what, 0.44. He now finishes at 1.4. So, I don't know. I just don't know with this Royals team. However, we get a little bit of help tonight as the new sheriff in town,
Duffman
on the hill tonight, Danny Duffy. Let's look at the pitching matchup for tonight's game. Duffy, a 2-0 pitcher right now, has had a lot of hard luck plays the last couple of games. He has not had much run support. In fact, he had no run support. He was the guy in that 1-0 13 inning game. Just rough, just flat out rough what Danny Duffy has had to go through. But right now he is, the numbers are good. 2-0 with a 1.32 ERA. He matches up against a new rookie, Dylan Covey of the Chicago White Sox, only his third start as a professional. Right now, 0-1 with a 7.84 ERA. He was touched up for 8 runs against the Yankees, 3 of those coming via the home run. So maybe this is a chance for the Royals offense to actually get going against a rookie pitcher. None of them have seen him before. He's, fairly fresh meat. Maybe this is the time for that Royals offense to break out and add Danny Duffy on the opposite side. And maybe, again, I say maybe because there's no certainties with this Kansas City Royals team, maybe we see a W tonight. Maybe that 5-game skid ends right now 7-12 on the year. 7-12. That is never a good start. Being 5 games under 500 on April 25th is not how you want to go. Just absolutely not. But, we talked about this yesterday. It seems like a far-off thought, but one good month, it doesn't even have to be a good rest of the year. One good month, and this team's right back in it. That's that seems like a tall order. But one good month gets this thing right back on task. And I'm not talking a perfect month. I'm not talking 15 wins. I'm talking be above 500. Be 3 games above 500 in a month. 4 games above 500 in a month. And I'm perfectly happy with it. I'm perfectly okay with it. Get back on the right side of the dirt and you're you're fine. You're just absolutely fine. But again, Duffy against Covey tonight, that's hard to say. 7-10 from guaranteed rate field. By the way, yesterday I mentioned that. Had no idea. Completely forgot. Well, I knew, but I completely forgot. It is not the Big Telephone anymore, and that makes me sad. It makes me sad that it's not U.S. Cellular Field anymore. But again, guaranteed rate field, Royals and White Sox tonight, 7-10. Again, Duffy versus Covey. All right, that's all I have for today. Have a great Tuesday. We'll see you back here tomorrow. Again, we will talk a whole lot more NFL draft as we are just now 48 hours away from the NFL draft. We'll talk a lot more about selections, not just with the Chiefs, but the entire 32, where they could potentially go on tomorrow's show. And of course, we will talk NBA and NHL, and hopefully we'll see a Royals W on the board when we start tomorrow's show. As for today, Jeff Ford signing off. Have a great Tuesday. We'll see you back here tomorrow for a brand new edition of 15 Minutes of Fame.